debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Welcome to the Pump of the Love Sponge podcast, exclusive podcast. Me, Lummy, Anna, Rhett, the Filthy Ginger, and maybe a little bit of Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that outro on the main show?
I did. But what is the slap for?
Good question.
Like, what's the slap for?
Slap?
It was a slap after he said his name.
Yeah, hold on here. Like,
Thanks for letting me finish.
I like what he said. It's Macho Man and Mini Mach back here wiring shit up. But I don't know what the slap meant. Hold on.
To the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, starring
me, Bubba the Love Sponge,
co-host and show historian Lummix,
co-host Anna Hummel,
co-host Dr. Dan Diaco Esquire of Council,
co-host J. Diaco Esquire, the Spitting Cobra of Council,
Rhett the Filthy Ginger, video editor.
Yeah, back here wiring shit up. It's Mini Macho,
the BRN agent, Tommen. I don't know what
sound effect.
Rhett. Guy's over producing his own outro. It was supposed to be kind of raw and, you know, symbiotic. And Mach has got a full-blown 5-star Audible production going on.
Oh, yeah. Put myself over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just want to let you know I'm going to have the best processed part of all of yes. Yeah.
That's the Macho Man slap.
Is that I guess that's the Macho Man slap.
Put on the Mr. Filter, brother.
Now, Rhett, where do we stand with in the back? First of all, Are we good? Is the air working? The reason why the air probably overflowed is because Macho Man likes to think that he's running a goddamn meat market back there, and that we can hang meat. One. So now, Rhett, where do we stand? I shop vacced some water up, and Larry Plummer stopped on by, and sucked out the drain. I think.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should be all right for now. Mach said it was off over the weekend.
What do you mean?
The air, it was a 78.
He didn't have it running. He didn't have it running.
He said it was at 78.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's what I run it at.
He got me doing it.
I run the air. Oh, yeah. When you guys aren't in there, I run it at 77, 78.
Yeah, I made sure when I left on Friday, I bumped it up to 77.
Yeah, Mach considers that off. No, that just means it's going to be a little bit hotter in there. And then I always run in there 78. So what's he saying?
He said, now we're back here getting high on the iodine.
Oh, yeah.
Mach, your slate's working. Are you there, Mach?
Oh yeah.
now Rhett is.
You do that the best though. You know, I can't compare to you doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I ask you a question, I should just answer for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mach, how are things going back there? Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking about how good things are gonna get when these fucking filters work. Yeah. So, Rhett, is the AC working?
Yes.
All right. Do we still have a flooding issue?
We are flowing. We should be good.
We should be good.
And me and Mach tomorrow are going to kind of take it apart a little bit and clean it.
Now, do we need a new pump? Do we need what do we need? Which I would like for this disaster just to accelerate the fact that we can get that room cleaned up faster.
I think
that room's a fucking filthy disaster. Even on the ground, there's just. It's just filthy.
I think what happened, Bubba, was it wasn't being run, obviously, over the winter and then the spring, and all that gunk got clogged in the pipes, And with Macho Man, you know, running it a little bit more now.
A little bit more now. You mean meat locker conditions?
He's freezing me out back here, man. Yeah. I got to go to my truck every day and get my hoodie.
I know.
And the pump wasn't running because it was so gunked up. I think that's
now.
Just,
do we need a new pump?
Pump's working now.
Pump's working.
Yep.
But is the pump just working like, or do we? I mean, what's a pump cost?
We'd have to look that up, but I mean, the pump's running now because it was so gunked up that there wasn't water getting into it, so
right.
It has that, you know, turn off switch.
Maybe we could have. I think Travis is coming for Bubba 199.
Yes.
Ask him.
Okay.
And maybe if we could just patchwork it together till he gets here, then he could get it straight. As you know, though, Lummy, I had a new filter in there.
Yes, you did.
I had a new filter in there, and we probably should maybe check the drain. Over here
in the kitchen,
why we got the shop vac out? We should probably shop vac that drain, right?
Yes,
right. And then I think that's the only then we have air handlers upstairs for the Clem's Clubhouse and the merch deal. But anyway, you good? So Rhett, are you guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
And Rhett, I think we really need to make that cleaning up that room a priority.
Yeah.
Even if we just take the boxes of shit that we don't put and put it in the hallway so we can get to the ground so we can first I think it first starts with getting all this shit out and put into the hallway.
It's a declutter process where we kind of realize how much room we actually have.
Then I come in and with a shop vac and vacuum it with I rough vacuum it with the shop vac. Then I come in with Super Fat Bubba Lights $1,000 Dyson and give it a good Dyson, and then we leave all the shit in the hallway, and then we configure it how we want it. I know there's an extra mic that we don't need in there, a couple of extra mic arms we don't need in there.
We'll find a use for that extra mic.
No, we're gonna trust me. We're between the podcasting world and the guest setup I want to do beside me. The other mic up here on the riser, we're gonna be okay with that. But we need to get that probably de-ghettoed out, de-hoardered out.
Yeah,
Big Red, we got to find out what day Big Red's coming, Lummy.
Yep,
maybe we can get him here on Wednesday or Thursday. We got to hang that other 50-inch TV in your guys' room. And then the right 50 came, so now I have the four for the top. Yeah, now I have the four for the top, and we can get going. And then tell Macho Man he wanted me to sign up for some kind of bullshit service.
Yeah. Splash.
I'm gonna have to just give him my credit card and let him do it. Let him do it the way he wants to do it, because I can't quite figure that out. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. Macho Man. No, I'm an AC guy, too. Yeah.
Unjustifiably in a position I'd rather not be in.
Yeah, which is this fucking job.
72.
HVAC helper. Ooh,
I wasn't having to do air conditioning at my other radio gig. Yeah, dig it.
Does he keep it at like 68 at the other place, though?
I don't know. Fuck.
Bubba's cold.
My AC bill is going to be fucking through the roof. Maybe we can get him a fan. Have you ever tried a fan? I mean, ever tried like we have these fans that you can put these little personal tower fans that you could put right on you, Mach? Cool the shit out of your fucking 72-inch back.
You might need a little mister with it too.
Yeah. So you need a racing suit.
one of those cool suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're okay right now, Rhett?
Yeah, we should be good.
Well, let's maybe, I don't know if we have to have a meeting about it or not, but let's try to come up with some kind of plan to get that area. That area looks like shit.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. You look in there and you're like, oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Everything else looks pretty goddamn good. The front bullpen looks good. The green room isn't that far off. The original green room. Carl Harris' offices is nice. Manson's old office is nice. We got the hallways looking nice. The kitchen's cleaner than it's ever been.
Yep.
It's just that one, you know. At old FM. Plus, we might need to be getting it ready for Anna based on how things potentially go.
Oh, nice.
I can't tell people what's that all about.
Right.
That's a K-5-er.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lummy, what'd you do over the weekend?
I came here, did a little seaweed in.
Now, did you put the seaweed on the shore?
Yeah,
the goats, love it.
Oh, they've been eating it up.
They love it.
Yeah.
Now, did the little bit of rain we get help?
No, it's actually worse.
Now, what do you mean worse?
Well, I mean, it felt like when God spit, you know, the rain down, it just went away because the palm tree is even lower now. So you can see the palm tree a little bit more.
Where Todd the Turtle goes.
Yeah, Todd the Turtle. He didn't make an appearance on Sunday, but he was there when I was seaweeding. I was hurting his grounds.
Now, were you actually in the water, or were you just doing it from the shore?
No, I was wearing flip-flops.
You know we have waders.
I know, but once I threw it in one time, I slipped in, so then I just took my shoes off and went in.
And there's a little bit. I mean, like, what's the texture? Is it real mucky?
Yeah, it's real slimy. I sunk down to probably my calves.
Oh, really?
The mid part of my shins. And then I was trying to get it to the middle so the water could flow.
Oh, but so were you trying to get some material out?
Oh, yeah, I got a good amount of material, but I was trying to get where that water could breathe.
Talking about our pond, by the way.
To go back to where it's getting a lot of algae. You did a pretty good job.
Now, did you get, is it still on the side?
Oh, yeah.
So I could go look and... I mean, they've eaten a lot of it, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I taped like,
they
like 17.
Actually, the goats actually love that algae shit, don't they?
They do. Every time I put it up there, either Hootie or Baby were just munching on it.
What about fish? How are we looking? I mean, you know, did you have fish all around you or not one to be found?
I had a bunch of little small ones, little shiners around.
The big ones are gone, aren't they?
No, they're still there. The Todd the Turtle was hanging out with me. I think
now,
he was upset.
Is the bottom still pretty... Are we 3-4 foot?
No. So when I threw that in, because I put a little tape on the rope to see how far we were in the middle, and actually in the middle we're still about five and a half feet.
Really?
Yeah, we're still actually pretty deep in that middle.
That's where all they are. That's probably where all they are.
Yeah, they're just sitting there by that fountain.
Are we? I mean, I think are we in the biggest drought we've had
for a while? Yeah.
I mean, I think is Florida under drought conditions right now? I don't think necessarily we are.
I think we were before we got that rain last week.
Hey Alexa, is Florida under drought conditions?
Currently, in Tallahassee, Florida, it's 78 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun. Today, you can expect lots of clouds with a high of 87 degrees and a low of 66 degrees.
Shut your hole.
It says not. It says we're right now. There's 21 counties that are in drought conditions, and it's up since nine counties since last week.
So last week it was 9 counties. Now it's 21.
Yeah.
Is Pinellas Hillsboro?
I'm sending you the map from the drought.gov.
Oh, is this drought.gov?
Yeah. Right. And we're in the red.
Anna, you need to know this kind of things.
I am.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're really in the red.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the most there is, right?
Yep.
Right.
Our little
extremely
spot.
Dry, moderately dry, severe dry, extreme drought, exceptionally drought, exceptional drought, none. Total area in drought, 40. So 47, what they're saying, 47% of. Oh, now the white, what does the white equal? Just kind of.
No, they're not in a drought. They're feeling good.
Oh, they're feeling good.
Yeah, the panhandle's been getting a lot of rain.
Look at the fucking, look at Tampa, Hillsboro.
It says Hillsboro is the 8th driest March on record, 5th driest April on record over the past 129 years.
Yeah, we haven't had any meaningful rain, what they measure as meaningful rain, since I think February.
Really?
Yeah, it's rough out here.
You know, a lot of times if it keeps being dry, they won't let you do fireworks during 4th of July.
Oh, yep.
They put a no firework ban because, you know, everything like just if you blow off a bottle rocket and it goes up and then like a spark hits a dry little fucking pine needle, it could go up in flames and cause, you know, massive fires.
Yeah, it looks like the Pinellas, Hillsboro, what's that, Pasco?
What are they saying the forecast is? Are we going to have a rainy summer?
No.
Usually, well, I like it when it's dry because but we're not running that much of the track.
It's I know we're in El Nino, which usually that means we get a drier summer.
Oh, we're in El Nino,
but yeah. That usually means bigger hurricanes, I think, when they come through, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Oh shit! Ooh,
but yeah. Bigger hurricanes not directed at us though, because supposedly it's supposed to go up the coast of the Atlantic.
Well, not right. Directed at us until it takes a turn at the last minute.
Hold on, is there one?
Never
on,
does because of what's that Indian?
Hold on.
And you guys set to Tago?
Is there already a hurricane in the hopper?
No, but they're
anticipating a pretty active hurricane season. It starts here in 3 weeks.
They're just predicting a lot of Atlantic hurricanes.
Because the reason we all freaked out over the one last year is because it was such a quiet hurricane season that we didn't get anything, and then that one at the end came and wrapped it all up. So they're hoping that this year it's much more active and we start to see a little more rain here soon. So if there are some in the hopper, that's good news, I think.
Will they start like doing water? Remember, like sometimes I've been here in Florida now since 92, and sometimes they'll do water restrictions where you can't even use water your lawn or anything like that on certain days.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah, they do a watery, like if your house ended in an odd number, you could, you know, sprinkle, you could water your lawn only early in the morning or late at night, like on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you're an even number, you could go like Mondays and Fridays or something like
that. They have people in Pinellas right now. Residents in northern Pinellas will have to cut back on sprinkler usage. This is last month. Let me see here. It says that they are now only allowed to use the water only one day a week, down from the usual 3 days a week during the spring dry season for watering their lawn.
Hmm.
Watering is not allowed from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Do you water your lawn?
Sure do.
Do you have like a irrigation system?
Yeah. I'm proud of mine, too.
Is yours recycled, reclaimed?
Nope.
Or yours is just let it eat?
Yep, let it eat.
Do you keep it on, too?
Oh, I do. I work on it. My grass is nice and green. Me and one other neighbor are battling for the best yard.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is there a best, like a big lawn? You
know? Yes. This guy's old. He's retired, and he's kind of kicked my ass, but I've been kind of copying what he does.
What's he do that makes it?
Just waters at certain times, but he's out there during the day, like weeding it himself.
Yeah, you got a job.
Yeah. The guy's like fucking 85.
I got to think that, man, you could probably only really work on your lawn once. Not only you got a job, but you got a house you're rehabbing, you got a wife, you got a young kid, you got a job.
Walker does actually come out and he picks weeds.
Seriously. He does?
Yeah, I got him being able to pull the weeds in the front with me.
I got this from BBC News. I was like on a YouTube deal, kind of got down a rabbit hole, and there's this girl and she's kind of cute. Like, you know, she's not
like girl next door cute.
Yeah. And she's supposedly addicted to sex. She's a sex addiction.
Yeah. I've heard of that before.
And I have too, but I've never really explored it too much. And so I started.
The addiction got so bad that even if I was having sex five times a day.
Five times a day.
Well, it's an addiction, so.
It's having sex five times a day. It just wasn't enough for me.
Rebecca was a sex addict. Well, how do you snap? I mean, how do you.
Rehab.
Like, you know.
Yeah, sex rehab.
Like, how do you. Like, okay, you're only going to get three pieces of dick. And was it five times by the same man? Because I got to think the average guy couldn't maybe fucking hold up to those standards.
Yeah, they got a job and shit.
It was after the birth of my third child, and I was going through a period of depression.
See, she just couldn't get off a dick on her own. She had to get depressed off a dick.
And roughly 2 years into this bout of
depression. And the Mach likes just to come right on in.
No shit, man. I just get scared on that. I heard the
damn
door
depression. Yeah, he's trying to
I started to crave sex more.
Oh, yeah, I gotta see.
It fucked up her hormones, sounds like.
What are you fixing now, Mach? What's wrong?
Where'd he go?
He just
disappeared.
Frequently.
Oh, my God.
Where's he at now?
Oh, he was behind the table. He's going. Oh, Jesus.
David Blaine over here. I don't know where he went.
He comes and goes.
I started to crave sex more frequently. And until it became to the point where it was all I could think about.
There's a 12-step process, Bubba, for sex addiction.
Can you send it to me?
Yes, I'm doing that.
You know what movie you would like?
Sex addiction isn't recognized. It's not sex addiction is not recognized. What movie would I like?
Have you seen Nymphomaniac? It's a 2-part movie.
Where's it at?
It's not like on Netflix or anything. It was like, I think it was an indie film. It was really fucking disturbing and you would absolutely love it.
It's called Nymphomaniac.
Yes. I think it was in 2013. It has a stellar cast. The acting is incredible. It's really dark, though.
Tell me. Give me.
Why don't I just send you the trailer and it can speak for itself?
Can you?
Yeah, I can send you the trailer.
We admitted we are powerless over addictive sexual behavior, that our lives have become unmanageable. Well, hold on. I can say that about a lot of things, not just sex.
Let's see here.
Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore our sanity.
No.
I'm trying to.
I think
find
I'm
the
only person. I think I'm the only person that can get my sanity back.
Yep.
We made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God. First of all, if I want to fuck, and I want to fuck five times a day, God can't stop me from fucking. Right?
Yeah. So it starts off when she's really young. Like, I don't even know if the girl who plays her is
legal?
Over 18, but it's just, it's questionable.
As a young girl.
Christian Slater, Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
I discovered I was a nymphomaniac.
Is it show fucking?
Yeah, like softcore stuff.
Well, that's nothing to smile about.
If you have wings, why not fly?
If I asked you to take my virginity, would that be a problem?
I don't see a problem.
What if it's nasty and you just think of the bag?
Why do you think I'm such a nasty?
No, chocolate. Do you think it's nasty?
I wanted to be picked up, put down, again and again. Like, I wanted to be treated like a thing. May I tell you something?
Sure.
You're my first.
Really?
I love you. I was starting to have trouble remembering who was who.
I've thought about you often. Have you thought of me?
Wow. Would it be all right?
Anna, was she just fucking all
like,
the time?
She was probably 16 or 17 and just fucking strangers on trains. Like, she could not get enough. She would go to the doctor and, like, fuck a male nurse. Like, she could not get enough.
Do you think there are really women like that?
Sure.
That English
language. It's rare, but...
Right if I show the children the whoring bed. Can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
What was that all about?
I think
it was
he got caught cheating.
What did you
she like jerks that guy off on a train, and he has a wife, and I guess the wife finds out. I haven't seen the movie in like 8 years.
Jerking a guy off on a train ain't that big a deal.
No.
Okay.
Love.
As long as she's wearing a glove.
I've never met her.
Lummy, if you got jerked off on a train and you said... Actually, she was wearing a glove.
Oh, really? Nothing's wrong with that.
There was no skin on skin.
I didn't know what was going on.
Bad human being.
Well, you have now. You think you know everything about sex.
I think I've been with one nymphomaniac in my life.
Oh.
Where it was like a clinical...
I can't feel it.
No. The first Rebecca from Grand Rapids, I think, was a bona fide nympho.
Oh.
I can't feel anything. Well,
it looks kind of sad now. Now she's
well,
crying.
Well, it's a, like I said, it's a dark movie.
Between me and other
I don't like dark things.
Is
that I've always demanded more from the sunset. More spectacular colors.
Yes, I demand more from the sunset because there's more fucking at night.
When the sun hit the horizon. That's perhaps my only sin.
Hold on, was she walking up these stairs like she couldn't walk because she got fucked so hard?
When the sun hit the horizon, that's perhaps my only sin.
See, here's the problem, Anna. This is going to be very shocking. She needed a big, big black dick.
I think she got it. She got everything she wanted.
Oh. So you're like, you know, six little small guy white dicks.
I think she fucked anyone and everyone.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Let me, if you fuck
oh, yeah.
Ty J one time, it's the same as fucking me and you, like three or four.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she was like, there's like shots of her masturbating at like age 11. Like it was, like I said, it was kind of fucking weird. But there's two volumes.
I don't want the cops to come and fucking arrest me.
Nah, you're good. This is,
Mr. Clem, on your history, we saw that you watched Nympho 1 and 2. Did it win any awards?
Yeah, I think it won a lot. It's a great film. It's, you know, it draws you in, it keeps you in. It's
well, I mean, I can't read these 12 steps to fixing your nympho problem because it's all based on God.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because you got all these sex addicts in Hollywood, and it looks like number one is they're saying is Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, he was. Well,
it says 1.5 women a day from the ages of 15 to 55 is what he averaged.
1.5 women a day from the age of 15. Are these the biggest sexual addicts of supposedly Hollywood?
Yeah.
22 celebrities who struggled with being addicted to sex. Kanye West. Jada Pinkett Smith. Hold on. Oh. She's a nympho?
Oh. Remember she had
one of the most unexpected revelations to come out of Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk Facebook series was that the hostess herself was addicted to sex when she was younger, calling herself a binger when it comes to several areas in her life. She says she stopped cold turkey by forcing herself to confront the reasons that led to her behavior. Lamar Odom, I'm a sex addict. Huh. Khloe Kardashian's ex wrote in his 2019 memoir, Darkness to Light, claiming that he bedded more than 2,000 women and cheated on Khloe nearly the entire time of their four-year marriage. The sick sin was hard for me to hide. I had a problem, Lamar Odom told People. Sex often triggered a drug use. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. When you're fucking on it, you got to do a rail of cocaine, right?
Yeah, remember, didn't he wake up in Vegas? He didn't know where the fuck he was.
In the Bunny Ranch.
Kanye West, though the Sunday service are all about Jesus and things pure, Kanye West admitted to battling sexual addiction that left him feeling like he was drowning. Like for me, Playboy was my gateway into full-blown pornography addiction. Oh, no, please.
Porno, that's whatever.
The dad admitted back in October about his former struggles. My dad had a Playboy left out at the age of 5, and it affected me almost. See, this is bullshit, because I hate when people blame your dad's Playboy collection on you wanting to fuck a lot. Normal. You got money. You're a star. Girls want to fuck you because of the latter of the earlier two that I mentioned. And since girls want to fuck you because you're famous and you got money, then you take the fucking. It doesn't have anything to do with your dad's Playboy collection when you were 5.
Nope.
If you got hot chicks that want to fuck you, you fuck.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell.
Oh, he's sexy.
The actor. He had a sex tape?
That's what it says in this.
Has been quite open about his love for women, among other things. In fact, the former bad boy once had a reputation that earned the Irishman the nickname the Lusty Leprechaun. Colin eventually entered into a rehab, but not before a sex tape with Playboy playmate Nicole Naren surfaced, fueling the fire. He told Elle magazine that having sex sober was terrifying. Ooh. Well, I can have sex high or sober. I love it. I had a sex tape. I had a reverse sex tape. I had a sex tape that I didn't star in, that I had something to do with, that ruined my life. Hello. I'm sorry. Russell Brand. Russell Brand, which, by the way, who I find absolutely fucking brilliant. This guy is not nearly given the credit he deserves on his intellect. He is so well-read, so well-spoken.
He was, like, homeless and addicted to drugs for many years.
What was his big coming-out move? Like, what was his big break?
He did stand-up comedy.
He did?
Yeah. He did stand-up, and then he made it into movies. Remember, he was in Remembering Sarah Marshall.
The Sarah Marshall was his big breakout, wasn't it?
At least in movies, but he was doing stand-up for many years.
He was labeled Shagger of
the Year. He married Katy Perry. That was big.
Oh, for how long? Like, they weren't...
Not very long, but they were married, I remember. Because I think that's how I learned who he was.
I bet he could fuck, too.
Sure.
I think he was with Katy Perry for a couple years.
Dean McDermott. I don't know who the fuck that guy was.
Oh, it's what's her, that chick on the left's Tori Spelling's husband.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Rob Lowe. Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe. Hell, Rob Lowe had a sex tape with fucking 16-year-olds.
Oh, dear.
And he's still being it fucking better. Seems like everybody who had a sex tape
Get Him
better.
To the Greek. That was another big movie of his.
But he's been sex sober for 25 years.
Who has?
Rob Lowe, is what it says.
What's sex sober mean? Does that mean you're not fucking for sex? There's no way.
Well, no, he credits his wife for helping him battle his addiction.
So does sex sober means you're just fucking your wife?
Yeah.
Which is what everybody should only be doing. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if you battled the addiction.
Nicole Nairn, the former Playboy playmate, once confessed that her sex and her self-pleasuring addiction was so bad that she couldn't leave bed all day.
Oh.
We just lay in bed, rub your pussy all day?
Yeah, that's what she
guess
said.
So.
She said she didn't want to eat because all she wanted to do was lay there and masturbate.
It was an exhausting day. It was like I didn't even want to eat food because I was... Because that was my food for the day. It was exhausting. It was scary because it consumed my entire day. I try very hard not to have triggers around me when I can feel like I could just need to masturbate all day.
Oh.
Man, I could jack off, but after I jack off and I get my nut, I'm done.
I'm going to go move on today.
Then I get nut remorse.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then I just want to get it off of me as fast as I can. I can't get to the shower humanly fast enough. And then I'm tired. and I don't want to play with my wiener anymore.
Yeah,
like my wiener has served its purpose. Gave me my nut. Who's this little fucking freak? Amber Smith.
Oh.
A Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Amber Smith came clean about her addictions on three reality shows, Celebrity Rehab, Dr. Drew, and Sober House. And Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, the model, actress, and reality star even penned a book called Love Addiction, Sex Romance, and Other Dangerous Drugs. Chronicling the point in her life where she stalked a man for 12 years.
Whoa. Addicted to that guy's dick.
Oh, who's this?
Carrie Ann Panishi?
She was on sex rehab with Dr. Drew, too.
She was in Playboy 2004.
Miss Oregon teen and Miss United States teen.
She appeared on Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew and claims that the reality show messed her up even more. Carrie Ann decided to enter into real rehab in Malibu, and she thought her treatment for crystal meth was... She was on crystal meth and fucking. That's pretty good.
Mm. Mm.
David Duchovny. Mm. He was supposedly a fucking sex addict. Jesse James. I knew he was.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you knew he was. In fact, his new Kate. What's his fucking wife's name? Real famous bitch.
Oh, the dark haired chick.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Bullock. No.
What?
Oh fuck, she's a movie star.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
Yeah.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
Awesome.
She put in their prenup. If you fuck around on me, like, hold on. I think this is like world famous. Hey, Alexa. Tell me about the Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones sexual prenup.
I don't know that.
they have some kind of language in their prenup where if he fucking strays, he gets hit with a whole bunch of.
Yeah, $5 million. Prenup also reported it contains a clause that included a $5 million payment to Zeta Jones if Douglas commits adultery.
But I mean, what's he worth? Hey Alexa, what's Michael Douglas net personal worth?
From wealthygorilla.com, Michael Douglas' net worth is estimated to be $350 million.
All right, so if you're 350 and you get caught with some whores and it costs you five.
$2.8 million a year.
What do you mean?
That's how much she gets for every year they're married.
Period?
$2.8 million a year.
How long have they been married?
Since 2000.
So they've been married 23 years. So she's already at like $50-some million.
Yeah.
Plus throw in a $5 million you got caught with some whores kicker.
Mm.
That's 55 large. If you're spending a whopping 53,000 escorts, does that mean you're a sex addict? Charlie Sheen, who once said he was winning in life, has testified that he is... slept with over 5,000 women in 2000. I'm sorry, in over 5,000 women. And in 2015, he announced that he was HIV positive. Is he still HIV positive?
I thought he beat it. Didn't he say he beat it?
Hey, Alexa, does Charlie Sheen still have HIV?
Here is what I found. From HivePluseMag.com,
Sheen has reportedly been in treatment and has reached an undetectable viral load, meaning the levels of HIV in his body is minimal.
Would you still fuck him with no condom, though?
Yeah, probably not a good idea, but yeah. I've heard that happen.
Like, how do you have a girl over and she's like, I'm not fucking you with no... And you're like, you know, listen, most dudes, let's just be honest, most dudes like to go raw. Who wants to wear a fucking condom?
No one.
No one? But if it's either sex with a condom or no sex, what are you going to choose?
Sex with a... I'm going to talk her into me going raw.
Oh, okay.
Raw dogging it.
Yeah. Just the tip. Just like my shirt today. Oh, just there the tip. That's how I've got a couple of my girls. Just the tip.
And they said, okay.
And then you just do a deep plunge.
And then you plunge. And then they're like, oh, my God. And then, you know, you're like, oh, my God. And then.
Party's
you,
over.
And then you take it out. And then they're like, oh, I want it back. And then you give them the plunge. And then you tip. And then you plunge. And then you tip. And then you tip. And then you tip. And then you plunge. And then you nut.
Yep.
Lindsay Lohan
has
confessed that she doesn't like sleeping alone. And while she's never admitted to being a sex addict, she's accused of by an ex in a tell-all with now defunct British tabloid. Lindsay Lohan has been to rehab several times for drugs, alcohol, and her career took a major hit when she when her demons led to DUIs, probation violations eventually. And how much jail time did she do?
I don't know.
She did like 90 days.
Hey, Alexa, how many days did Lindsay Lohan spend in jail?
From IndianaToday.in, Lohan has spent about 2 weeks behind bars and six trips to the L.A. County Jail, served 35 days under house arrest, and worked about 67 days of community service at the county morgue.
She was sentenced to 90 days six times.
Tiger Woods, of course, we know. We know all about him.
Oh, yeah.
And he just got didn't Tiger Woods just recently get rid of his latest?
Oh, yeah.
Who I didn't think was really that hot.
That's why he got rid of her. She was a Waffle House girl.
Oh, that Erica chick?
Waffle House or Perkins?
Yeah, Erica girl.
She's crazy. She accused him of sexual harassment.
Of course.
I know.
She's trying to
get some monies.
Oh, Jada Kramer, that country bitch. She is married to this guy, Mike Cawson,
who?
The former football player and his country singer wife, Jada Kramer. Have you ever seen Jada Kramer?
Nope. I have no idea who that is.
On her podcast, they have gone on to sex rehab in 2016 after relapsing several times. Jana hinted that she had thwarted a hotel rendezvous, saying that we're just basically happy that someone didn't show up. I showed up at a nice hotel instead. Well, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
And then there's still.
Lummy, send me a picture of
just it.
Of Jada Kramer.
I send it now.
Lana, wait till you see this.
She babe.
Oh fuck yeah! I mean,
wow, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, she's strong as
hell. She's got a great chin.
Beautiful.
Chin we're not line. Looking at the chin.
Line.
At the hottest, she's probably the hottest. Hot. I don't know if she's at. Oh, don't you love chicks that can wear a. A dress like that, let me with no bra, and then
yep.
just a little bit.
I can pull
of,
that off.
Just a little bit
no
of a
bra.
Just a little bit
it's
of a.
Not gonna poke out. Like
just
that.
A little bit of a sag.
Yeah.
Just kind of a little
like banana
bit of a
slope.
Sag. Yeah. Just a little. Yeah.
Perfect banana.
Do you got banana slopes?
Come all on, day.
Banana slopes.
You do. For real?
If you step on the banana, that's a slope.
Shut the fuck up.
No, you got banana slopes.
Yeah, I got. Of course,
I
banana slopes.
I love banana slopes.
That chick's 39 too.
In that picture, though.
Yeah, of course.
Look at that. Hold on.
Yeah, that's what. That's how I look in a shirt.
Strong as that.
With my titties and stuff.
Your titties ain't like that.
Yeah, they are. They're super big.
Look
like
at
that.
Oh, my God.
Is that my picture?
Here, this is you on it right here.
It's me all day. With my fucking jugs touching my face.
Can you imagine if you looked that good?
When you put it like that,
You wouldn't even be here.
No, I wouldn't.
No, for real.
Yeah, because I'd have a fucking OnlyFans and I'd be making money with them raisins.
Like, you really? No. If you look like that, you wouldn't even be here.
I know, so be glad I'm not that hot and I'm here with you guys instead.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Throwing us a bone, bitch.
You told me I wouldn't be here.
Well, you wouldn't be.
I'd just be out being hot.
Yeah, just being hot, having an Insta.
Yeah.
Making about $4,000 or $5,000 on your Insta.
A week, yep.
And having... You know, even $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and then you got an Only that's thrown in three or four,
yeah,
and then you got
check out wide.
Then you got a YouTube that's making two or three. You're pulling in like, you know, 10, 12 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just being hot, being on Matt Heller's boat, showing your tits.
Yep. That's the dream.
Yeah. You know how easy it is if you were hot? I mean, back in the day when you were hot, you couldn't really make a lot of money with it.
You had to work for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you really couldn't make a lot of money with it.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah, now, and you can be hot as fuck and never have to leave your house.
I know.
And make one hell of a living. I mean, if you're a TikTok bitch, that's an Instagram bitch, that's an OnlyFans bitch, that's, I mean, Lummy, you can easily, we know corporately just over our stupid bullshit radio show that you can make a living at it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if we were hot as fuck and we fucked?
Be the best.
I don't even think you have to fuck.
No.
Just
got to be hot as fuck.
Put out there.
I was going through this story earlier today, and some stories that didn't get covered. And this girl, she was the assistant to the assistant general manager of the Detroit Pistons.
Oh.
And she was like a successful model and like a realtor, and he told her to quit her job and come be his personal assistant. Well, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Personal assistant means fucking.
Yeah.
And so he starts fucking her, and she goes to HR, and now it's a big fucking whodunit. He got fired from the Pistons. He's out. Now, isn't it amazing how, like, you just can't fuck at work? You just can't under most conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Most corporations won't allow it.
Right.
This is this nymphomaniac that we're talking about until Anna got me squirreled on an actual movie called Nymphomaniac. This is a real live nymphomaniac. That's not
maybe
a movie.
She inspired the film.
Maybe she, for real.
Because she's British too.
Oh, the nymphomaniac in the movie is British?
Yep.
And this girl, Rebecca, wants to be taken as seriously as drug and alcohol addiction.
Hmm.
Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
It got to the point where going out of the house I found very uncomfortable because it was all I could think about.
What fucking?
But in all honesty, do you think that if this was like in the 90s, like when you were with the Power Pig and 98 Rock, that you technically could have been diagnosed with like a sex addict?
I don't want to answer that question. Oh.
How many blowjobs that you got and stuff?
I blow a lot of these numbers away.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, this is something, that's why I kind of wanted to get away from that list that you were given when they were given numbers and shit. I mean, I might give Wilt a run for his money.
Mm.
But, like, could you say, like, when you were done with the show, you had to have a blowjob?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you have a disease then.
Sure.
Perfect.
Still do.
Yeah.
I like to get head when I come home.
Oh. Every day?
Yeah.
Nice.
In terms of really getting sort of professional inputs that can meet the need.
I probably fuck 5 times a week.
That's great.
Wow.
No, really.
I believe you.
I mean, I'm honest to God. Let's just be totally honest. This is the podcast. This is where we can get nasty.
Let's get nasty.
And by the way, Anna, as soon as you put it up, I'm going to get a link, and then let's get it out early to the Insta/tick. Yep. /face. Let's get it up, you know, the link out, because this is going to be a good show. But, Lummy, I mean, honest to God, I want you to be dead honest.
Yep.
I average about 5 fucks a week. What do you average?
Three?
Three,
yeah.
Anna?
About the same. Three.
Three or five? There's we given two numbers out.
No, 2 to 3, I'd say.
All right, 2 to 3. It's
probably closer to 3.
Brett?
0.25.
Like, you're not, I mean
once a month.
So yeah,
it's pretty
like,
good.
Like, how are you getting once a month?
Yeah.
When's your latest? What's the last time you got some?
This weekend.
Whoa!
Rat! You filthy McNasty! Who's the lucky lady?
You fucked this weekend?
I did, yeah.
See, my fucking, to the beach, I hope Larry Plummer doesn't listen to this.
Oh.
But my fucking's been thwarted a little bit because...
Larry Plummer.
Well, no, because Larry got in on... Well, first of all, here, I'm going to be honest with you. I am gummed the fuck up. One, my kidney stone's fucking with me.
Mm.
Two, Friday, I have to... me and the Merch Crick have to be out to... I can tell everybody now, we had Jeff's service at the TPC banquet room.
Mm.
So I can say that now, Lummy, because it's done.
Yeah.
So Friday we had to go to the TPC banquet room, you know, and on and put all the pictures up.
Yeah.
And get everything all configured. So that was Friday. Larry didn't get in till 11 o'clock on Friday night. So then, Lummy, I was at the TPC thing with, and then at my sister's house, which is just, you know, she lives really close to that. Until 7,
oh.
Me and the Merch Crick drove separately because she had to do some more stuff with Tara getting the house because we had a little after gathering at the house. So we drove separately. So then I drove to the football field, coached with Dan.
And you were probably exhausted by then.
Right. She stayed at Tara's and went and picked up my mom and got all that situated. I'd already picked up Larry, and Larry was tired. I was tired. You know, I was really tired. Larry's like, he'd been up since like 4 a.m. and traveled. So we took showers, not together.
It sounds right. Like
we took separate showers.
Yeah.
In the apartment. Yeah.
And I went to bed and he went to bed. I'll say, I'll see you in the morning. So she gets in. So now, Lummy, you got to think. I'd already been, usually, normally, I'd already maybe gotten 1 or 2 nuts by now.
You have none. And
I got 0. Oh. So then Friday, so that's Friday night. Saturday, we get up and what the fuck did we do? I slept until 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
11 o'clock on Saturday.
Dang.
Merch Crick got up, made us breakfast. Well, we had to be at Terrace by 12:30. So I slept till like 10:30, 11. So there ain't no pussy to be had there.
Nope.
Because we're all having to put on our, you know, all of our kind of our formal stuff.
And then I took another bag of clothes because I was going to have to go from the ceremony back over to football because we had a football game Saturday night.
Yep.
So Saturday we have the funeral or the celebration live. Then we go to Tara's, and then at 7:15, Larry brought another change outfit. Larry brought and we go to the ball game. Get down to the ball game about 9:30. Get back to my apartment about 10. But now I've been on the sidelines and shit. Take our showers. Well, then, Lummy, Eldora had the World Outlaw and the late models
on. Can't miss that.
No, so I had to watch that. So that puts me at 11. Merch Crick's like, I am so tired. Because she had worked off, you know, the ceremony deal. So then Sunday came along, and Erica had to go. She had to go out to her house for something. I forget what it was. And me and Larry went and worked out at the Clem Gym. And so now I'm here.
When you have that,
I'm going, I mean, I don't think I've gotten any pussy since Thursday.
When you have that kidney stone, does it?
Oh, it fucks up. It fucks up. When you have a kidney stone, it fucks your fucking up.
Yeah, like
you can't get. Sometimes you can't get a boner.
Oh, well, what are like leading up to that cum? Does it like kind of hold and stop it a little bit?
It changes your cum from being. It takes all the whiteness out of your cum.
Oh,
so now all my cum is now
yellow.
Is no. Clear.
Oh.
That's like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's where my sperm connection valve is, right where my kidney stone is.
And it's blocking it.
And so the cum feel, the nut feels as good.
Right. It just
not
doesn't
really.
Look as good.
It really doesn't feel as good. It still feels a little clogged when you got your, you know. I mean, when you come, you get like 5 or 6 pulsations.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
Yep. I know.
It's kind of like you said, like when you got to pee, you got to like have that pulsation when the kidney comes out.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I'd love to fuck, but I probably won't. Plus, I got Larry and I got to entertain him.
And
by the way, I don't want to say I got to entertain him. I love entertaining him. Oh, we had a little Longhorn last night, Anna.
Did you?
Yeah. A
little chicken encrusted, or what is it?
No, I want
crusted chicken.
I want baby back ribs.
Oh,
yeah. We'll switch it up.
Larry's looking good when he came by here.
Oh, Larry's in
his
shape.
Biceps are woof.
So, well, I had him and the Crick bring the fucking shop vac.
Yeah.
So, anyway, make a long story short, this kidney stone, along with a family tragedy and your best friend in town, puts a damper on fucking.
Yeah.
And what's putting the biggest damper on my fucking is the kidney stone. Mm. Because, like, I don't even know that I really, like, I can't get as hard. Because I think it might be, Dan's not a urologist, but I think maybe the stone might maybe cause a little blood flow restriction.
Well, can I, and I'm being serious, and you can call me an idiot, which is what I am. But what if you use the penis pump on, and maybe that helps move the kidney stone along?
It's a great idea.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
Because you said the blood flow. That, you know how that thing makes our wieners grow 50 times bigger.
You just blew Bubba's 50 mind.
50 times bigger.
But you know what I mean? It may push it through a little bit more.
Suck it right out of your kidney.
Oh, my God. I might have to try that. But I can't try what Larry's in town. Larry.
Why not?
Larry.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Larry.
Bubba, are you okay?
What?
Oh, God.
Larry, go watch the CBS Evening News. I got to get my shit fucking fucked.
Is the pump made out of glass?
No, it's made out of
hard plastic.
Hard plastic.
I was going to say, you don't want that thing firing out of there so hard.
No,
it won't. Shatter the glass.
Yeah.
No, and plus, I would never use a penis pump made out of glass just for in fear that if it. You know, like you put too much suction on the deal and it fucking slices your cock right off.
No, how'd you throw
rocks at a glass house.
Pump? I will tell you, though, is, you know, we're probably the only show that really openly talks about these penis pumps.
Yeah.
But they are fucking amazing.
They are. That's why I was thinking about the hard suction. I used it about a week and a half ago.
I mean, if you really get it really sucked hard to almost to the point of, you know, you can't. But you got to watch your balls because your balls are trying. So you almost have to have your girls. Like holding on to your balls like it's a jet ski rope.
Yeah, that rubber kind of moves and that ball can slip up.
And if it slips up, man, it's a fucking. It's like, ah! Yep. My balls sucked up. Hit the release valve. Hit the release valve. Fuck. But here's the best, man. You get sucked up. Yeah, I mean, you get that thing, and you get that thing rocked fucking hard, and then you hold it for as long as you can, Lummy, to try to build, like you're almost exercising, and then you take it off while it's still engorged, and then you blast it in, and it's, oh, my God.
And it keeps it up for a little, oh, yeah.
And, as a girl, I've heard my girls like, oh, my God, it just feels so much thicker.
Yep.
Anna, pray tell.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Lummy, I did send that Hitachi or magic wand deal to
Big Gulp
Sister. To Penny. Nice. And I'm expecting a call this week.
You should.
Don't you sit here and talk about that because you've had one and you didn't, you know.
No, but she said that she would give you a report.
I know. But now that you, like when I offered you the magic wand prior, you were not sexing.
No.
You were, you know. You were dried up.
Hanging out with the cats.
Now, you know, you're like, phew.
I'm a borderline info.
Well, no, but you've
a sexual being.
You've testified to three times.
I have.
Would you reconsider the wand now, or is just what you're getting good?
I think
enough?
We should just leave for Penny. I got my own wand. Back at home.
Needs of some place. Of these people that are so trapped by the condition. There certainly needs to be more services developed by the NHS.
Towards the end, I just felt like nothing could help me.
So what did?
Is your pussy so hungry that you get dick and good dick, and then as soon as you get done with that dick, do you just want more dick?
Well, yeah. I think you're addicted to the
whole act.
No, you'd like the hormones and the neurotransmitters, the dopamine and, you know, the serotonin, and when you get that big bump and then you get a big crash, you just want another bump again. Just like drugs. Exactly like drugs.
But you're using your pussy.
Correct.
I think that's maybe one of the first times you've ever uttered that word here on the show. Thank
pussy?
You. Thank you.
Yeah, in that way.
That I say a lot.
Sexual addiction.
Certainly, I think at some stage we're going to be able to accept that sex addiction and porn addiction really are the same as other kinds of addictions.
I know it's real. I've been through it. I've lived through it. And thankfully, I've made a full recovery.
What's a full recovery?
Yeah, what does that look like?
I mean, you're not fucking anymore?
Twice a day. Once a day. Once a week.
Fucking pussy.
I don't know.
Pussy is evil.
Sure is. Gets you in trouble.
It pussy is so fucking evil. It is. It's the one thing that we cannot, like,
get enough of?
Well, we can get enough of it, but we just do stupid shit over it. Right? Let me think of all the stupid shit you do for pussy.
Oh, 100%. And then once it's done, you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. I always have pussy remorse, even with somebody.
Always?
Yeah, always.
But see how Bubba is right now? He's already saying he's like hasn't had it in a while and he wants that pussy.
Why do you always have remorse?
Not remorse, I should say exhaustion.
Well, yeah, pussy. No shit.
Pussy exhaustion. But literally, though, honest to God, and I've tried this a little bit of late, like if I take a shower, first of all, I have to shower immediately.
Oh, right after? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, of course.
No, like within a minute.
Oh, so you're up and running.
Oh, so you don't like cuddle a little after?
Oh, no, I don't want any crustacean.
Well, you wipe off and then maybe you cuddle.
No, no, and no for nothing.
Do you ever cuddle?
No.
Ever?
No.
You've never cuddled Merch Craig?
I have. No, I've.
Probably when you're fast asleep on 8,000 milligrams of Xanax you have.
Because he has the pillow barrier.
Yeah.
My little
walls
T-Rex
can be broken.
My T-Rex arms won't go over the barrier.
Yeah.
That's right. He has some thick pillows.
If she touches my leg, I get mad.
Get off me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Get off me.
Like, I'll be laying there, and she'll, like, kind of warm her leg over, and I'll go, stop it.
Don't you think she ever needs a hug?
Erica, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't you think she ever needs
She's
a
like,
hug?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A cuddle? I'm sure Ashley needs cuddles. She likes to cuddle, right?
Oh, she does not like to cuddle.
She's like to cuddle?
No, she says, do not touch me.
She's, you know what? Ashley's very much a female version of me.
Yes, she is.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm being dead serious.
No, no, for real. Like, for real. And, she, and Lemmy, did you say she knows it, too?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, she knows
Lemmy it. Lemmy said, very much so, dot, 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 and she knows it, too.
Oh, my God.
She does not like cuddles.
Cuddling
do not touch
is
her.
The best.
Get up after we have sex, get into the shower, and do not touch me when you come back.
I'm always like, hold me.
Lemmy, are you guys pillow barrier?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So, Anna, you're that bitch. It's like,
oh, my God.
Hold me.
We have our own
hold
blankets, me. Bubba. We have our own blankets.
Really?
Yeah. We have our own blankets.
So you're in the same bed, but you got all your whole own bedding.
Yep, I have my own bedding, my own pillows. She has her own bedding, her own pillows.
Everyone has their own fucking pillows.
Well, I know, but her own bedding too.
Oh, yeah, but I have a whole setup.
I don't have a body pillow to separate me and Blitz.
Yeah. Hmm. And then I even have a don't. If I'm facing, I sleep on the left side of the bed. And I have a, if I'm facing, I usually have my head facing out, you know,
right.
Left. But I do have a policy that if I'm facing right, you can't face, you have to.
Because you're going
to
breathe on me. It's going to be hot.
Well, yeah. You know, it's the breathe rule. Don't breathe on me.
Yeah. Hands up, don't shoot. Don't breathe on me.
Hands up, don't shoot. Don't breathe on me. So that would be interesting. What side of the bed do you sleep on, Lummy?
I sleep on the right side by the bed. So I'm the first one to get shot if someone comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of that. I'm on the right side, too. Shit.
Okay, so Blitz is a lefter?
Yeah.
I'm a lefter. Ronnie, Ronnie. Lummy, you're a righty?
I'm a righty, yeah.
Anna, you're a righty.
I'm a righty.
Brett, when you do have a girl spend the night, what side of the bed do you sleep on?
I'm a lefter, because the right side is up against the wall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I got to escape.
In that trailer of yours.
Yeah.
That trailer.
Hey, at least he's getting fucked.
Ask Macho Man, is he a righty or a lefty? What side of the bed does he sleep on?
You said he's a right.
Oh, yeah, I sleep on the right side of the bed so I can wire shit up over there. Yeah, there's more stuff to wire up over there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, that's where my weight set is, on the right side of the bed.
Yeah. You doing dumbbell curls while you're sleeping?
Yeah. What I do is I sleep on my stomach, you know? And then I do right flies. Side. That's why my right arm's a little bigger. Yeah, because I can fucking hang it down there and do isos. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Rhett, what the fuck happened this weekend?
Yeah, pray tell.
I don't want any half-ass bullshit. I want the whole shooting match. If you want to be considered potentially a co-host on this program eventually, these are the types.
Better give some juice.
Yeah, like just don't fucking beat around the book a buckle brush. I want full-blown fucking details.
Well, I had a friend in town. I think I have talked about her on the air before. Call her Travel Nurse. She's in town this weekend.
White girl, black girl.
White girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an Airbnb in Indian Rocks for a couple of days. Cinco
hold
de
on.
Mayo.
So this just wasn't.
Oh, come who over paid the, for that, by the way?
I did.
Come over. Ooh. This wasn't just come over the trailer and get a nut. This was a whole romantic weekend.
Right, right, right.
Go to the beach, huh?
Yeah.
Airbnb on the
nice
beach?
Nice little getaway.
Dang.
I mean, I was going regardless of if she was there or not.
By yourself?
Yeah.
What a fucking
Airbnb?
Loser.
I would have gone.
For what?
Just to get out of my house for a little bit.
You can't be in the sun too long. You'll burn.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Have you seen you?
No, my mistake, sorry.
Buildings are your friend.
Yeah.
Shade is your friend.
being inside is your friend. My little Pomeranian. So hold on. She come. Now, was it planned that she was going to Airbnb it, or were you going to Airbnb it regardless?
I was going to Airbnb it regardless, but she was coming this week, so we kind of made it a plan.
Right. And what's an Airbnb on the beach, which probably isn't really on the beach. It's two streets over. But what, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a two minute walk. It wasn't that bad. It was.
But it still, nonetheless, wasn't like Tom Bean's condo where you're literally on the fucking, where literally
no.
You could step outside and that's the beach.
No, I wish it was.
Saved so much money.
But it was like $120 a night. So
okay,
it really wasn't bad.
That's it?
Yeah.
Now, is that just a room or is that a facility? Is that a facility?
Whole little two bedroom apartment. It was in this one big building which had two other apartments in it, but the one that we stayed in was upstairs. It was a little two bedroom.
It what happened?
All included deal.
So
he fucked
Friday. So hold on. I slow this down now a little bit now.
Sorry.
So Friday you get off work, and we usually try. All of us try to get out of here kind of a little bit quick on Friday. Anna's poor little thing. She's got that fucking 1.5 to 2 hour show that keeps her here, but you know her pussy's wanting to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so I got out of here after on the show on Friday.
All right.
Like 1 o'clock.
By the way, thank you for sticking around for that.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Yeah, all right. So I got out of here and then went back to my apartment. She had gotten here the day before.
Did she spend the night with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she had all of our stuff.
You got a picture of this girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
This bitch. This beast. This beast.
So
really?
Yeah, she had our stuff packed. So we got everything
this
we
sounds,
needed.
This sounds very domesticated.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty.
Anna, you're domesticated. And
I am.
For him to come home from after work on Friday and her to be pre-packed to the Airbnb.
Ready to go.
That's not just some ghetto bitch that you met at, you know.
No.
No, not at all. We've been hanging out for a little bit.
Right.
So we went.
Where did you meet this one at? Tinder?
No, I met her at a bar in Indian Rocks called Mahuffer's.
Okay. Mahuffer's.
Mahuffer's.
That's a nice place.
Oh, you know, it's the dirtiest, dingiest little dive bar.
Oh, yeah.
So you leave from your Sefner trailer over
Sefner
to...
Sefner trailer?
Oh, that's why I got you that. Sorry.
That's okay. You remember when the Sefner trailer towed my truck because I wasn't allowed to park there?
Mm-hmm. Are you still at that place?
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
But you know that Mahuffer's is actually in Indian Shores, but it's right across from Salt
Rock
Grill.
My mistake. Sorry.
Salt Rock Grill.
So...
Yeah.
Old girl comes in town Thursday, spends the night with you. Did you guys fuck Thursday?
No. She was coming off of her period.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Disgusting. Ew.
She said, give me a few days, so I gave her a few days.
And you fucked before, obviously.
Yes.
Mm, nice.
Have you guys fucked a lot?
Yeah.
Raw?
Mm,
oh,
no.
Yeah. You fucking liar.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Who uses condoms, please?
Not Rhett. Tell you that much.
Rhett, stop. This is a podcast. She's not going to hear
first it. First few times.
Yeah, right, yeah. She's a lady. Sure, she's right. A lady.
I mean, you know.
I met her at a bar. You know what I mean? I don't
did
really
you fuck
wanna...
her the night you met her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like girls to fuck on the first date.
Yeah.
You well, when will you call it quits, Bubba, if they don't fuck you after the third date?
Oh, second.
Really?
I probably would have fucked Ashley on the first date, but some douchebag was with me and ruined it. Still enjoy the gun, though.
For real?
Yeah, fucking asshole.
She's aggressive.
Oh, she was. She was following me to the house and Jerry kind of ruined it.
She knew what she had.
Hmm. Yep.
She had to get her fucking pussy claws into that
deal. Of course.
Deal.
Her pussy claws.
Yeah.
Her sooner, pussy talons.
Sooner you can get your pussy claws into us, man, the better.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing this game wrong my whole life.
You have reverse played it.
Yeah.
You have completely fucked up how to play the pussy game.
Yeah. Not well.
I mean, you're starting to come into it now.
Yeah.
That's fine. Late bloomer in the pussy game.
Yeah, 36.
Almost too late. You almost lost your window of opportunity in the pussy game.
Yeah, I did.
Damn, bitch. Thank God you got into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Hopefully we could take it
to
in
win
over.
The game.
Hopefully we could take it in overtime. It'll last forever. Yep. So, you met her the first night. You fucked her the first night.
Yeah.
With a condom.
Yep.
And then probably the second time with a condom.
Yeah.
And probably by three, you're raw dogged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to date this woman?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, she still lives out of state, so that's kind of the main hurdle. I only get to see her every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see a picture of this chick.
Yeah, when can we see a picture of her?
I can walk it in there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. This is a podcast. Nobody can see shit.
I'm excited to see.
Bubby,
are you going to be honest? Or are you going to just put it over no matter what?
I'm going to be honest.
All right. Shit.
I'm on honesty pills right now.
You're on honesty pills?
I'm on honesty pills.
You're always on honesty
pills. Ask me
pills.
Anything.
Oh, no.
Let me go ahead. You're always the ones asking the bad questions.
Oh, okay. I know we.
Bubba's on honesty pills for 5 minutes.
Oh.
It's 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. At 11:33, my honesty pills are over.
What would you say that your number was? How much head do you got at studios?
Probably 10,000.
Oh!
Easy.
Easy.
Hold on. She's cute. No, for fucking real.
Yeah.
No, for real. Anna.
Let me see.
No, like, I got my honesty pills going on. If she was... For real, Rhett.
Let me see this.
Fuck yeah.
Now I'm excited.
Hey, Rhett, you know, you need to play that a little harder.
Yeah.
Stop being Johnny Cool Guy. That's
super cute. Do you have any more?
Compared to fucking Latika?
Latika?
And Kamisha?
Why don't Is the out of state deal the only reason why you won't date?
Man, I love you.
Yeah, right.
First of all,
why won't she move?
Rhett, you know I love you.
Over
to Keisha. Hold
on. You know I love dark haired chicks. So
I'm gonna steal your girl.
Fuck yeah! I'm gonna see if Merch Creek give me a hall pass for that shit.
Are you bringing her to 199?
What? No, don't bring her around us. We'll ruin her.
Of course.
Now, Rhett, does she know anything about us?
Use that mic.
Hold on. Get on Dan's mic.
Get on
Dan's mic here.
Just what I tell her.
Well, hold on. Is she from Tampa?
No,
see.
She was from Philly.
Philadelphia. Bubba's Philly bitches who didn't get laid in Philly.
Oh, Philly bitches are the worst. Now, how long has she lived down here?
Well, she doesn't. She just comes and visits me every now and again.
So she pays to fuck you?
So she doesn't even live here?
She's super cute.
Now, have you had a conversation about, hey, listen, I like you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And she likes you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You guys fuck well.
And
yeah.
Do you guys fuck good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And does she come?
Yes.
Squirt?
No.
Two-finger cul-de-sac Jones on her?
Yeah.
Have you used the... Your boss's technique?
Yeah. I told her about it.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't jet skied, though.
No.
Doing it right?
Well, no.
Right.
Maybe she's puddled.
She just might not be a little putter.
You know who I think's a big jet skier?
Who?
Ashley.
Oh, she is.
I think
she... Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking rooster tails coming out of there.
Oh, my God.
She's like a sea-doo?
Yeah, sea-doo. Running wild.
She just has that swag about herself that she...
That squirt swag?
She does.
I'm not going to lie, though, Bubba.
I spent some time with her yesterday going over some stuff, and she just has that swag. You're going to say what? You're going to be honest with me?
I'm going to be honest. She wasn't like that before she met me, and I gave her the old two-finger cul-de-sac and then also brought in the Hitachi, and then she was a fucking sea-doo and out bitch.
Now she thinks that you're like Johnny fucking sex boy, but exactly. She didn't realize you learned your craft from your man.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Papa.
You're welcome. So now, Rhett, do you think that you guys, I mean, guys, have you ever talked about her relocation? Like, do you love her?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. I mean, that's
does
a
she
little...
know? Does she know your affection for black ladies?
Maybe we talked about
and
it
short
once
stacks.
Or twice. Well, she definitely knows about the food part. We've been eating like shit this weekend.
Right.
But I haven't explicitly told her about my love for Ebony's. No,
I don't know that I necessarily would. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if it's vital information.
It's
that,
not. I'd
yeah.
lie.
It's kind of one of those things where you can fess up, but it's ultimately going to be more bad than good.
No, you
can't.
You don't have to.
Right.
It's not a part of your life. Like, you didn't get arrested for nothing where there's a public record of you fucking big black girls.
Let's hope.
So if there's no record of it, she can't prove it, you keep your fucking mouth shut, then did it ever happen? No.
Yeah.
Just concentrate on her. Now, have you had like, hey, listen, I really like you. And she's like, oh, I like you too. Like, hey, would you think about maybe moving to Tampa? You know, I can't really, my illustrious radio career just got a fucking shot in the arm. I'm doing good. I'm a fucking superstar. Now, does she know that you've gone from a video editor to kind of like a little bit of a co-host?
No, I don't think she knows that I'm quite that big a deal yet.
Does she listen?
No.
Mm.
No.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it might make you a bigger star if she listens.
Yeah, can also divulge information you don't want that person to know.
Yeah, but if I knew she was listening and I knew that was his girl, we're back and way down on the BBC.
Yeah, kayfabe.
Brett knows.
You could not contain yourself.
Oh, the fuck I could.
Anytime there's a black chick over two bills, you're like, Brett, put your penis away.
Actually, I think Anna, you're the one who kind of leads.
Yeah,
I was
gonna say, more times than not.
Yeah,
no,
thanks.
It's Lovey. Every time it's fucking Lovey. Everyone's like, calm down, Rhett.
Anna, it's kind of your crutch, man. Like, as soon as
my
you see.
My crutch?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Lovey calls it out 800 times more than I do.
Nope.
Lovey may call it out, but then you really start doing deep dives into this shit.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you're more enamored by it than the rest of us.
Yes,
you are.
Yep. I just like watching people eat. I don't talk about Rhett fucking black chicks.
But if we all agreed, okay, listen, Rhett's got this chick. She's listening. do you want to give out our first name or should we make a fake one? Let's make a fake one.
Let's do an alias.
Lisa. Let's just call her Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah. So Rhett's starting to have a relationship with Lisa. Lisa's starting to listen. We all switch gears. We all just switch gears into Lisa fucking gear.
Well, how are we going to, are we all going to like, you know, yank on her left ear or what?
No, it's just anytime we talk about Rhett, we just talk about, hey, how's Lisa doing?
Okay.
You know, he's like, hey, Rhett.
So you just have to pretend like Monet never happened?
Yeah.
Monet never happened.
Be
like, Rhett, man, how's Lisa? And see, Lisa doesn't think that we think she's listening, so it's organic. Be like, hey, Rhett, what'd you do? Did you hang out with your hot chick Lisa this weekend? Yeah, you know, Lisa and I went to...
But then her name's not Lisa, so then she's going to think that there's some chick named Lisa.
Now when you describe what you guys are doing...
We're just talking about her being Lisa right now. Yeah. We'd eventually get her real name if we knew she was listening.
Hey, how was Lisa at Indian Rocks Beach? And then she would know you're talking about her.
Right, yeah, there you go. Right, then she starts getting a little bit of fucking staritis. You know, she thinks she's a thing, too.
Uh-oh. She's getting her own shirt. Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's a fast track.
She gets her fucking her own spin instructor, and it's over.
It's over before it even started.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you guys talked about her coming and living here?
Yeah, she's planning to move down here regardless, actually. There's a hospital she wants to work at in St. Pete. So she's been looking for places. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time.
Now, is your guys' relationship to the point where you're not really, like, officially a thing? So, like, you can, you know, if she was to fuck another dude and just not tell you about it, it's not really your business, and vice versa.
Correct.
Right.
Have you been blasting other chicks?
Oh, he has.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a yes.
And somebody looking that damn good, you know she's getting some dick. Oh, I mean,
she works overnights.
She what?
She works overnights. So, I mean, as far as I know,
those guys that all go to the gym, they have no job and are awake during the day, are fucking the shit out of her. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was still on Bubba Honesty Hour. So sorry.
It's 11:36. The honesty pills should have worn off.
Yeah, they're off. But, I mean, she's attractive, Rhett.
Thank you.
And you don't think that she's getting some attention wherever the fucking part of the country she's living in, please?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I'd fuck her. Moesha. I'd try to fuck her.
Yeah, I know you would. You're very excited about this.
I'd try to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring her to 199 next time she's in town.
Yeah, bring her to 199. We'll really put you over like you're a big deal, too, you know?
How are you going to do that, Bubs?
Put him on the ones and twos?
No, just
the ones and twos? Now he's stealing my gig?
I'll be DJ on Salsa that day.
We're not doing ones and twos. Am I doing T-Quest shit or am I doing
I thought we were doing T-Quest for Anna to be able to relax.
You told me to pull up some mixes for you, so I'm going to do that.
That way, but not you're not playing.
No, ones and twos this time. In June, we're going
to
do ones and twos.
Okay, I just don't want you distracted. I want you to be able to enjoy yourself.
I know, me too. Okay, yes, thank you very much.
We're doing Playlist Willie.
Yes, sir. You wanted me to do a CD thing, not a Spotify playlist, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
If you could.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Well, Rhett, congratulations on
the hot ass.
Airbnb brunette fucking hot ass running wild.
God bless you.
Wow.
Getting fucked.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So if we could maybe concentrate on that back room, Lummy, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, there you go. I think that's been a pretty good podcast for y'all. When it's posted, send me a link. And then I'll link it up. I'll do Facebook. Lummy, you do TikTok. You do Insta.
Sounds like a plan.
See you guys tomorrow. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. It's the only way we can stay afloat. All at the Bubba Army.